Essay 52, The False Turns in General Relativity. The original ideas for relativity were developed by Heaviside, Fitzgerald, and Lorentz in correspondence starting in the late 1880s. They were trying to explain the results of an experiment by Michelson and Morley, which showed that the speed of light in a vacuum C is a constant, whatever the movement of the frame of reference. This correspondence led Lorentz to develop the Lorentz transformation from one frame to another, in which the time is measured in one frame, as measured in one frame, is not the same as the time as measured in a frame moving with respect to the first frame. This theory became known as special relativity because one frame moves with respect to another at constant speed v. It was applied by Lorentz and Poincaré to find an elegant tensor theory of the electrodynamics of Maxwell and Heaviside. Tensor theory had been developed around about 1900 by Levi Civita, Ricci Bianchi and others. Classical electrodynamics is in fact the basis for special relativity, because its equations do not behave as Newtonian equations do under the Galilean transformation. Electrodynamics behave according to the Lorentz transformation. Einstein was a student at ETH in Zurich around 1900, when he was about 20 years old. He was well versed in these developments, and in a paper in Italian which derived what is now known as the rest energy, the famous E equals mc squared. He was also familiar with the work of Planck in pioneering quantum mechanics, again around 1900, and his explanation of the failure of the Rayleigh-Jeans law. In my opinion, Einstein's contribution to special relativity was to define the relativistic momentum needed to merge the law of conservation of momentum with the Lorentz transformation. This produced an equation P equals gamma mv, where gamma is the Lorentz factor, m the mass of an object, and v is its Newtonian velocity. It is this equation that leads to the rest energy, which is part of what is known as the Einstein equation of special relativity. Nearly all the tested features of special relativity are in fact tests of the much earlier Lorentz transform, notably the finding that a watch runs slower on board an aircraft, known as the foggy jargon of Fagon, as time dilatation. Horst Eckert and others have often discussed and revealed the flaws in Einstein's interpretation of special relativity. Poor historical scholarship and the immense pressures to conform are to blame for the dogma that attributes almost everything to Einstein. In order to go further in relativity, it was necessary to let one frame move in any way with respect to another, and this theory became known as general relativity. The root taken by Einstein was to abandon the Minkowski of flat spacetime used by Lorentz and to adopt the spacetime developed by Riemann. Christoffel, Levi Civita and other mathematicians. This is a leap of imagination for which Einstein should be given full credit, but unfortunately his implementation of mathematics was irretrievably faulty. And astonishingly, it took a century for this to be finally accepted in ECE theory. It was Levi Civita who introduced the concept of curvature with his teacher Ricci, and it was Christoffel who introduced the concept of connection. Due to poor historical scholarship, these concepts are attributed to Riemann, who introduced only the metric. Einstein heard of Riemann geometry from Grossmann, who worked at the time in Schaffhausen, down the road from Zurich, and at first sight described it as horrible, or words to that effect. This remark reveals that Einstein was not a trained mathematician, but had the ancient idea in mind that physics is geometry. This idea crystallized out in 1907 in his equivalence principle, that gravitation and acceleration are equivalent. Eventually, after many false turns, he settled on an equation in 1915, which has become known as the Einstein field equation. Essentially, the second Bianchi identity known to Einstein is made proportional to the Noether theorem through a constant K, the Einstein constant. The first false turn was to use this incorrect Bianchi identity without torsion, which means the incorrect use of a symmetric connection. The correct Bianchi identity was given by Cartan in the early 1920s, but was never implemented by Einstein or any of his dogmatic followers who accepted the incorrect 1915 theory. The 1915 equation and all its solutions are incorrect. My colleagues and I show this in great detail in our book Criticisms of the Einstein Field Equation, UFT 301. In UFT 122 and following papers, I deduced eventually that the connection must be anti-symmetric in its lower two indices, because it must have the same symmetry as the commutator of covariant derivatives. So at that point, it became clear to me that there can be no symmetric connection at all. Out of this finding, now generally accepted, but a surprise at the time, grew the anti-symmetry laws of ECE theory. In UFT 150 and 155, it is made clear that Einstein made several errors in his calculation of light deflection due to gravitation, and used some magical unmathematical methods. Unfortunately, his contemporaries did not find these errors, or if they did, remained silent. This is described by the very popular essay Nobody's Perfect, written originally in German by my co-author Horst Eckert, who checks all my hand calculations by computer and produces calculations which are far too complicated to be done by hand, and could not have been done in Einstein's time. In UFT 190 and following the Einstein theory fell apart dramatically, and a forthcoming special journal issue will be dedicated to these pivotal discoveries of the AIAS group. It is issue 6 of Journal of Foundations of Physics and Chemistry. The contents of the special issue will be described in the next essay, Essay 53.